Hey, everyone, it's John Hanson, host of Your Money Matters on WGN Radio. We come at you live on the radio Monday through Thursday at 6 p.m. And one of our frequent guests, especially the first Monday of every month, is Mesereau. They join us. They do some great chats. And we thought, well, let's have some more with a podcast that also comes out on Mesereau Monday. And they're little quick ones here where we answer a few questions from listeners, myself, and we dive into it with the great people at Mesereau. Leo Harmon joins us right now. We've worked him hard here in the month of January. Leo, I hope you get a break in February, my friend.
It'll be wonderful. We're coming up on President's Day and the market is closed and we'll all take a little bit of a break.
Yeah, there you go. But first, we have a great question. This is from the 847, wondering about I-bonds and T-bills. We talk a lot about that on our show, tips and treasury stuff. The person wants to know, how do you, well, basically, like, what are the advantages of buying from the U.S. government? And I guess, what are the disadvantages, too? Leo, it's an open-ended question. Go ahead and start wherever you want.
Yeah, the biggest advantage of buying from the U.S. government is that your money is guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the United States. And so these are what we call risk-free assets. And so when you buy T-bonds and T-bills, and tips from the government, that interest rate that is stated at the time of the purchase is guaranteed to you over the life of that financial instrument, which can vary anywhere from 1 month all the way up to 30 years, depending on your investor preference.
And I know some people might look at the U.S. and say, really? You trust the U.S. government? But that's the political side of things. From an economic standpoint, we don't miss loans. We just, that's not what we've done. And that's been part of our backbone for the 240 some years we've been around.
Well, that's because the U.S. government has the ability to tax. And so a lot of the interest that is paid on the treasury bills comes from their ability to be able to tax and collect income taxes over time. That allows them to borrow. It allows them to borrow at different points in the market as well. So for longer term instruments, the government will borrow out to 10 years and even out to 30 years. And for shorter term needs, the government can borrow at something less than 1 year.
So for someone that's listening and thinking, oh, well, then why don't I just do all of that? Why don't I just do my whole savings in T-bills? It's guaranteed. Yes, but it comes at a catch. You may not get the returns that you could get, of course, in other places, right, Leo?
Absolutely. A risk-free investment is usually your lowest yielding, lowest return investment. And you can think about that simply. If you could earn a lot of money on something that has very low risk, then everyone would do that. And that would drive the value of that particular investment down. And so you have other options and other asset classes that offer the opportunity for higher returns, but also come with higher levels of risk. And the way we think about positioning our portfolios, depending on your risk tolerance, is that we would have a percentage of our portfolio that would be invested in riskier assets. And then we would have a percentage of our portfolio that would be invested in the safer assets and risk-free assets like T-bonds and T-bills.
So a good mix of everything is always important. That seems to make the most sense to me.
Diversification over time is usually the best way to achieve your risk-return goals.
And I know, Leo, you guys can help out at Mesereau, but for people that are just getting started, maybe they don't have a financial advisor yet or a planner, they can go to treasurydirect.gov, and it's a secure website, and it may look like it was designed in 1993, maybe because it was. I think they've updated it, though, recently, which is great. But, you know, it can be done for lower thresholds. You don't have to put your whole savings. You can do $100 for 4 weeks. This may seem silly, Leo, but I almost recommend that people play with it a little bit, try it, because they might learn something from it, and then they can use that information as power.
Absolutely, and I think it gives people an opportunity to learn about investment options, particularly from Treasury Direct. There are risk-free T-bills, there are risk-free bonds, but there are also bonds that are linked to inflation as well. And so not only do you collect a current coupon, but you also can collect incremental savings based on levels of inflation, and those types of bonds can help you keep track or keep better track with inflation over time.
Leo Harmon, you've been the voice of Mesero Monday for January 2023. We thank you so much, and have a great rest of the year. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
And we'll drop another Mesero Monday pod on you next week, and you can catch Mesero every Monday on WGN Radio, Your Money Matters, Monday through Thursday at 6 o'clock.